To win the self-driving race, companies are realizing there is no I in team. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jack Stewart in for Molly Wood. There is a lot of money being poured into the self-driving space right now. Building a robot driver capable of fully replacing a human at the wheel is a mission, maybe even an obsession, that has everything that Silicon Valley loves. Tons of tech and a huge potential prize. And traditionally, the view is always that you have to win the race to take any of that prize. But increasingly, companies are realizing they might not get there alone.
Left lane change.
To see what that means in practice, I headed to Arizona, where several companies are taking advantage of the state's welcoming regulatory attitude to self-driving testing. First up, Waymo, which is operating a fleet of robo-taxis around Phoenix. Of course, I had to take a ride. It was impressively smooth and confident.
Arriving shortly at Waymo Depot. Please keep your seatbelt fastened until we reach your destination and remember to take all your belongings with you.
But it was in the operations center, behind the scenes, where I found out that there is a lot more to running a fleet of robo-taxis than just building super smart cars and putting them on the roads.
These are our Chrysler Pacifica hybrids that we've outfitted with the Waymo hardware and software that runs our self-driving fleet. We're in the hundreds of cars across all of our operations.
Rocky Garf is head of operations at Waymo.
So you can see we have lifts and, you know, the type of tools and systems you would see in a normal garage.
But what really makes these driverless cars go is partnerships.
We maintain the proprietary hardware and software that is built by Waymo. We partner with companies who have expertise in kind of general car maintenance. And so we work with them to do tire rotations, oil changes. That's not something that we do ourselves.
AutoNation helps Waymo with servicing and maintenance, and the company leans on Avis, the car rental people, to work on the things they're good at, like fueling the cars, registration and other paperwork. And another company, Transdev, is hiring, training and managing all the drivers who help test these vehicles. A few hours south of Waymo is Too Simple in Tucson, which is building self-driving big rigs and testing them on local freeways.
So we're walking through the manufacturing area out to where the trailers are stored.
Chuck Price is chief product officer. He says partnerships mean a chance to see how the vehicles work in real-world conditions. They did a two-week trial with the U.S. Postal Service and are working with other big delivery companies.
With UPS, it is an ongoing thing. We've been working with them since last March. We have been moving cargo for them every single day. We're moving at least one run, if not more.
So even if you haven't had a chance to ride in a self-driving vehicle, your packages might have, as partnerships drive progress in the self-driving race. And now for some related links. Other real-world trucking trials include work that Volvo's doing in a Swedish port moving containers. Now, its trucks look otherworldly, with no cab for a human, just a low robotic sled. Slashgear has some details. Autonomous trucks have the potential to upend shipping, according to a McKinsey & Company Insights piece. It says, with full autonomy, costs could fall about 45%, and that means a savings of $85 to $125 billion for the industry. They raise the question, though, of who benefits. Will shippers and carriers absorb those savings, or will consumers see lower prices? CNBC says it's Amazon, the online shopping giant, mostly driving the demand for autonomous trucking tech. It has a video featuring Too Simple and some others looking at whether autonomous trucks could help alleviate a driver shortage. The argument made there is often that trucking is a really tough job with many nights away from home. Even if fully autonomous tech isn't ready anytime soon, there are some other companies like Starsky Robotics which are looking at plugging the gap with a kind of remote control for trucks. Perhaps the computer will be able to handle the boring bits of driving on the relatively simple freeway, but then a human sat in a call center type environment could just dial into the truck and handle the off-ramp to the distribution center bit of driving. That same person could look after dozens of trucks in a working day and still go home at night. Trucks.com looks at how that could work in practice. And we'll also link to a post from RTS Carrier Services that gives drivers five reasons not to worry about self-driving trucks. It predicts that even with automation, trucks will need someone in the cab for the foreseeable future. I'm Jack Stewart, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.